Hello there, and welcome to another word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled A Legacy of Acceptance, was written by Arthur Jackson. In his book, Breaking Down Walls, Glenn Kareen writes about climbing to the roof of his college dorm in Chicago after the assassination of civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. The sound of gunfire bounced eerily back and forth off the large buildings, and soon my rooftop perch provided a near panoramic yet horrific view. How in the world did I get from a Wisconsin cornfield to a war zone in the inner city of Chicago in less than 2 years? Compelled by his love for Jesus and people whose backgrounds were different from his, Glenn lived on Chicago's west side and led a ministry there that provided food, clothing, shelter, and other services until his death in 2011. Glenn's life mirrors the efforts of believers in Jesus who've come to grips with the need to embrace those who are different from themselves. Paul's teaching and example helped Roman believers see that God's plan to rescue wayward humanity included Jews and Gentiles. Believers are called to follow his example of acceptance of others. Prejudice and discord have no place among those called to glorify God with one mind and one voice. Ask God to help you cross barriers and break down walls and to warmly embrace everyone, regardless of their differences. Let's strive to leave behind a legacy of acceptance. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 15, verses 5 through 13. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed and, moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him, the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's pray. Dear Lord, as your followers, help us to first embrace one another in the body of Christ with love, so others may see that we are a peculiar people with a mind of Christ, and help us to root out racism, bigotry, and prejudice in our hearts that really just robs us of all the joy we can have in you. And it's through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.